I'm Holly. I'm a business strategist who loves a good plan and flowchart and is crazy passionate about teaching women like you how to build your dream job and scale to six figures and beyond without sacrificing your weekends and priorities. I believe strongly to my core that you can create a routine you love with the right strategy, product suite, aka what you are actually selling, and simple systems to create a lifestyle that works and a business that scales without burnout. Because here's the thing, it's not just about managing your time. It's about embracing that time freedom and really working on unlocking that freedom together so that you can do more of what you love. After 22 years in corporate strategy, working for Fortune 500 companies, I ditched the office to build a now seven-figure business with my husband full-time. And P.S., we did it in less than 2 years during the pandemic with twins. Oh my goodness. My goal here is to provide you with unfiltered insights into behind the scenes of entrepreneurship. What works, what doesn't. Practical tips you can implement right now, as in right after listening. I want you to consider this podcast your online business MBA delivered directly to your inbox, intertwined with the realities of being a working mom, exploring life, and the invaluable lessons learned along the way. Think of the Crush the Rush podcast as your weekly one-stop shop for actionable business planning, guiding you on the next steps and explaining the why, the really important things behind each move. We'll keep you motivated and uplifted as you learn from some of the industry's best experts. So grab your sparkly beverage, I'm sipping on a chai tea, and get ready to learn to do less better. Let's scale your dream business and finally have the freedom to focus more on what you love. This is the Crush the Rush podcast. I am super excited to announce that the next cohort of the Collective Mastermind is officially kicking off. And the best part is we gave it a makeover. So the new 9-month mastermind is nothing like you have ever experienced before. Because as we say, a life priorities focused business is the fastest way to multi six figures. And I'm going to teach you exactly how. So if you aren't familiar with our mastermind, we combine strategy and mindset and then layer on our sought after community and toolkit. But let's just get real for a second. So in today's business and economy, you have to continue to grow and pivot or you're going to be left behind, period. What makes this different? I have only run my business in a pandemic, a recession, or whatever you want to call our current state. We now have a full team and I have retired myself and my husband in less than 3 years. And in the last 15 months, we have crossed the 500,000 mark in revenue. And I did most of this while working full time. I am not saying this just to throw out numbers. I am saying this to show you that it is possible. This mastermind is not cookie cutter. It is not one size fits all. I actually adapt to you and your goals and provide you with the structure and accountability to scale. And my ultimate goal, again, let's just be real, is for you to make your investment back and more. And like other masterminds, if you happen to have mastermind trauma, you actually get access to me directly. As in, I am right here building it with you. You get the power of the group, but the benefit of the one-on-one. So this is a perfect fit for you if you have started a business and are ready to scale to multi six figure and seven figures. You are ready to buy back your time and energy. You want to expand your team in a way that makes sense for you and saves time. You are ready to have consistent 10K, 20K, 30K months and beyond. And you are really ready to step into that true CEO role. It is time to pivot. It is time to be a part of a community to support you with the expansion, alignment, and profit that you want to make in your business. So I'm going to make this super, super, super easy because my goal is to help you do less better and make more money. Who doesn't want that? Just DM me mastermind and I'll share you the next steps and how to apply. You can also grab the link in the show notes or go to hollymurrayhaines.com/crushtherushcollective. And yes, in case you were curious, all of our famous retreats are included and they also got a makeover too. So just DM me mastermind and I will share the next steps with you, or you can go to hollymurrayhaines.com/crushtherushcollective. I am so excited to introduce you to Throwback Thursdays. You know we love a good theme around here. They say work smarter, not harder. So in this crazy space where we have almost 400 jam-packed episodes, I thought, let's bring back the ones that can help you more now. These episodes are our top ranked, most listened to, or to be honest, some of my favorites that we think will help you even more now. Because you never know. With anything, we listen to a podcast and you take notes and you might be like, yes, this is a great idea. And then life happens and you forget. So every Thursday, we're bringing back the best, most actionable podcast episodes inside our Crush the Rest library so you can get even better results. I'm so excited about this. I kind of feel like it's like flare jeans that have been in your closet for a decade and now they're making a comeback. I love a good flare and I know you're going to love these episodes too. Make sure to listen to all of our upcoming throwback episodes every Thursday and tag me on Instagram stories, Z Holly Marie Haynes, and let me know what your biggest takeaway was. Okay, so on this week's pep talk, I am so excited to take you behind the scenes into what I think is the most powerful tool in any program, but specifically our mastermind program. And that is what I call weekly office hours. Now, I call it office hours because it kind of reminds me of this like open door policy that some of my favorite college professors would have where you had any questions, you could just go pop in and ask. But I'd like to think that we made it way cooler than that. So inside our mastermind, and I think, you know, other programs have this as well, the biggest growth tool is accountability. And the fact that you have someone, in this case, an entire group, sitting in your back pocket for 9 months. And at some point in your business career, and I've said this to myself multiple times, you have to stop consuming, right? I always say a $97 course or $1,797 courses are not going to get you to the next level. You have to actually put something out there and implement it and take action. And so that is exactly what this weekly call is designed to do. And notice that it's weekly. So I strategically designed it so that it's at the beginning of the week. It is weekly, so you have weekly accountability, but we're setting you up for success at the beginning of the week. And so you might be asking, well, Holly, why are you sharing this? Because I'm not in the mastermind, or I don't know if that's the right fit for me. I'm sharing this because the growth questions that we ask every single week are something that you can start to ask yourself and really get a taste for what it's like. So I come to the call, which again is about 90 minutes every single week on a Monday, prepared with questions to ask you. But also the cool part is because at this point, when you're in the program, I've worked with you one-on-one. I have a session with you prior. I know what your goals are, right? And I share that because that's the difference. It's customized. I know your long-term vision. We've mapped it out together. I know your kid's schedule. I know your vacation. I know your frustrations because I take notes and I literally have week by week what we've talked about. And I try to anticipate every week what you need, which is the difference, again, of what I think you can see when you truly have somebody holding you accountable. But instead of just telling you all these things, I really wanted to show you this week how it works. So here are some of the more recent questions that I have asked some of our current Mastermind members during our office hour sessions in hopes that it can help you too. So first up, we always focus on how do we want to feel? Like, how do you actually want to feel this week? And this is something that I do with my coach every single week. And so I just want you to think about, like, do you want to feel more confident this week, right? So, okay, maybe it's you're getting up and you're getting dressed every day. I'm joking, but this is like my own personal example because there are weeks and days when I just want to wear sweatpants and leggings, but that's not how I want to feel. I want to feel confident and I want to feel comfortable in my own skin and I want to feel like a true successful CEO of my business. And sometimes that means taking off the leggings and actually putting a real outfit on, right? So how do you want to feel? And, you know, I had a client actually share this week because they felt like, you know what, I don't feel like I'm actually making progress. And maybe you can relate. So one of the other questions you could ask yourself is, what would make you feel like you are making progress, right? So often we're like, oh, I'm just not seeing any results. I don't feel like I'm making any moves, right? Well, what would make you feel like you are making progress? For some people, it's literally checking something off a list. For other people, it might be seeing, you know, income actually coming into your bank account. So I would challenge you in this case, in this example, how do you want to feel? You want to feel like you're making progress. Okay, let's dig into it a little bit more. Have you looked back at what you have accomplished? Have you taken action on the things that you said you were going to take action on? And have you reminded yourself that you control your energy, not your outcome? So what data would make you feel like you're making progress? And in this case, it's different for everyone, but it's just a great question to ask when you think about, how do I want to feel this week? I want to feel like I'm making progress. Okay, what does progress look like for you? The goal is we know how we want to feel for the week and now have action steps to help us stay aligned. And I would argue, like, note that this really isn't about business. It's also one of the most important business conversations you can have because it changes your actions, it changes your confidence level, and it changes how you want to feel. So that's one example of something that we're talking about behind the scenes. The second question that has come up lately is, what is your biggest challenge right now? Imagine if you could share the answer to that question every single week and then have a group of people actually help you walk you through it, right? So now, not only are you feeling confident because we've talked about how you want to feel, but also you've got a whole bucket list of ideas on how to get through your roadblock, which is so, so, so powerful. So write down, if you're following along, what is your biggest challenge right now? And then what are two or three things that you can do to get through that? In this scenario, we would actually help you get through it, right? There's a powerful group of people that are like, hey, I'm experiencing this, or I'm experiencing this, or I'm experiencing that. So we're helping you get through your roadblock. So if you're following along, again, you can journal each of these growth questions each week. How do you want to feel? What is your biggest challenge right now? And then the third most popular topic is, what are the money-making activities that I can focus on this week? And this is where the power of the group comes in, because sometimes we think we're taking the right steps in our business, but they might not be aligned with our long-term vision. And that's where we start to feel anxious and weird. And we're like, oh, I just don't know if I can do this. And we start procrastinating. It becomes a big thing, right? And sometimes in this case, we're doing busy work. So we're doing work and we feel like we're busy and we feel like we don't have any time, but we're not seeing results. And that's because we're not focused on the right things. Until we have this conversation, what are the money-making activities that I can focus on this week? And realize that the one thing that we need to do is literally right in front of us. Sometimes you need someone else to call that out for you. I sometimes need somebody else to call that out for me. I'll give you an example. So I had a client who is pivoting from her corporate career into a consultant type role. She had a great idea on how to serve her future clients and dove straight into creating a lead magnet, a new newsletter, all the things that you need to grow your audience and attract your client, right? Sounds great. It's the perfect next step. Makes sense to me. So in our office hours, we're having a conversation and I said, if you have people ready to work with you, why aren't you asking them right now? You sometimes don't need all those things in the short term, right? So in the long run, yes, you need all those things, but not today. So long story short, she reached out to her people, right? Her future clients, and booked a client in 72 hours. No lead magnet, no newsletter, nothing, right? So you have to really look at that bigger picture and think about, what are those activities that are going to help me get to my goal? And it's different for every person, but sometimes it's so powerful to have somebody else looking in for you. And that's the power of brainstorming together. So if you are stuck, we get you unstuck. If you are frustrated, we help you work through it. If you don't know what to focus on, we help you focus. And again, you can ask yourself these questions, whether or not you're in the mastermind or not, right? So how do you want to feel? What is your biggest challenge right now? And what are the money-making activities that you're focused on? And do they align with your goals? Some of my other favorite questions, it was really hard for me to narrow them down because these sessions are so powerful, is what is working right now? So if you're having an epic week, right? Let's obviously pause to celebrate that. But what is working right now? Because the whole group can benefit. You can learn from other people that are sharing. But if you're the one that's answering the question, like, take note of that. Why is this so good? Why does this feel so good? Why did this work so well? And write it down and take note of it. And then the next question is, what are you thankful for? Sometimes in business, we just need to pause and we just need to remember that gratitude can change the game. It can literally change the game. I am thankful for this podcast. I am thankful for this group of people. I am thankful that we're moving into a season where my kids are back in school and I have a moment to maybe do things a little bit differently, right? I am thankful that it is sunny outside. Like, what are you thankful for? Literally, gratitude can change the game in a minute. And then the last question that I always say, if you're stuck, ask, what do you need help with? Asking for help is something we are not trained to do. It makes us feel like we're not showing up, we're not doing the right job. But one of the most powerful things you can do inside a group, regardless of the group that it's in, is like, I don't know where to start. I need help. I'm stuck. I need help. And I guarantee you, someone is going to come back and be like, I can help you. I have been there before. And that in itself is so, so powerful. I think asking, I need help, can honestly change your entire life. I always say my two favorite questions are, one, I need help, but two, how can I help you? So, you know, when we're having different conversations, I would just love to know, how can I help you? Right? It's so easy. Sometimes we just overthink things. So these sessions are truly my favorite because they're so powerful. They're so real. They're so raw. We get to know you, your family, your goals, your dreams, and literally stand beside you, holding your hand every single week, asking, how can I help you? How can I help you get through that roadblock? How can we make moves based on that big vision that you told me? How can we get to that 5-year plan, right? And then what are the short-term and the long-term paths that we can use to get there? So whether or not you decide to join our mastermind or not, I would encourage you to ask yourself these questions each week, right? Slow down to speed up. Slow down every single Monday or choose your day to make sure that your activities are in alignment with what do you really want, right? What do you really want? How many times do you ask yourself that? So again, how do you want to feel? What is your biggest challenge right now? What are your money-making activities? What is working right now? What are you thankful for? And where do you need help? They will totally change the game of your business if done consistently. And as James Clear says, who's one of my favorite authors, sometimes all you need for exceptional results is average effort repeated at an above average amount of time. So I would like to think that our office hours concept offers growth questions that give you exceptional results because it's repeated slowly over time. Working together is just better. It's just better. So if you would like to learn more about our mastermind, you can go to hollymariehaines.com/mastermind or just DM me the word mastermind. We'll have a conversation about it. But I'm telling you, these growth questions can change your life. I'd also love, if you're listening, to try these questions in your weekly schedule. Try them. Try them every single week. Write them down. Ask yourself these questions. Take some time on your calendar. Block it out. Journal them. And let me know, how did they help you? I want to know, how did they help you? And if you're stuck, DM me and be like, this is what I need help with, Holly. I would love to hear from you. And I would love to hear how this process has helped you as well. Thank you so much for tuning into this episode of the Crush the Rush podcast. I honestly feel like this podcast is an extension of me and our community. And so I hope you come back and listen for more. If you're feeling inspired and ready to take action, there's actually some really amazing ways that you can stay connected with us. Number one, if you want to see this episode come to life with visuals and bonus behind the scenes, you can head over to our YouTube channel, which is at Holly Marie Haines. We like to post some bonuses there, so I hope that you're excited to learn more about these topics. And then, as always, you can leave a review. Your feedback helps this show grow and reach more amazing listeners just like you. We've made it really, really easy. You can simply go to hollymariehaines.com/podcast and click the review button. You can also find custom playlists and more to just say thank you and offer you another amazing way to give you some support. And then last but not least, if you have questions about today's episode or a topic that you would love to have covered in the future, you can just go to hollymariehaines.com/chat. And it's me behind the scenes answering all the questions. You can text me, send me a video, leave me a message. It's super cool. And like I said, I hope that this podcast is just an extension of our relationship together. So remember that you are capable of achieving incredible things. Keep up the amazing work, and I can't wait to connect with you more. I am so grateful for you and the power of community that this podcast has created. It is just so amazing to be able to connect with all of you over the last couple of years, because we've actually had this podcast for almost 3 full years now. And because of that, I wanted to just get to know you better. So I would love it if you would head over to hollymariehaines.com/chat and tell me what you think of this episode. You can text me, voice message me, send me a video, email me, and ask me anything. I'm a real human, and yes, it's me on the other end answering the messages. So I would love to know, like, what did you like about this episode? What would you like to hear more about? Did something resonate with you? Or maybe inside this episode, I gave you a keyword to learn more. If I did, you can just pop this keyword into the chat, and this is a way for us to connect and chat more. So just go to hollymariehaines.com/chat, and I can't wait to hear from you.